Now, Sunny FM presents Crazy Talk with Rick and Jill.
So, wedding bells for Jeff Bezos and not his ex-wife. They're not getting back together.
Already?
It's the mistress, yes.
Oh, come on!
This is where it gets juicy. Are you ready?
Okay.
So, Jeff Bezos, of course, married 25 years to Mackenzie Bezos. They have children together. Divorcing her, she gets like 30-something billion dollars. She's going to be the richest woman and the fifth richest person in the world, okay? So, he was having a little side gig going on with this lady by the name of Lauren Sanchez.
Now, who's she?
Lauren Sanchez had already left her husband. Her husband's name was Patrick. Patrick was Jeff's friend.
Get out!
Oh, but there's more.
Really?
So one of Lauren's friends was like, hey, I know everybody thinks this is a good idea, but here's what. Are you ready? Lauren has been engaged at least to four different guys. She was engaged to the NYPD blue star Henry Simmons when she started dating her soon-to-be ex-husband. Now get this, right before her wedding to her soon-to-be ex-husband, she called the father of her children, who is a different guy named Tony, and said, I'll call everything off if you want me back. He said, nah, I'm good. So she was like, all right, I guess I'll just go ahead and marry this guy.
Oh my gosh.
She goes around.
Dude, yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Red flag, Dr. Bezos.
Mackenzie's
hello?
Like, you have fun with your new bride, and I'm going to go over here and figure out how I'm going to spend my $32 billion.
Yeah. K-bye. Wow. Money can do a lot. I mean, you saw how nice and, oh, we're just deciding to, it was like Gwyneth Paltrow's conscious uncoupling. We've both decided to make this call. Yeah, when you got that much money, I'm sure both of you are real chill about it, I guess.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, at a certain point, it's, no matter how much I get, I'm still going to be able to live for free for the rest of my life.
Oh, yeah. I don't think Jeff is going to go. He's not going to go hungry, that's for sure.
No, but I mean, new chick?
Money
new chick's going to take his money. I
they'll
bet
divorce.
Money.
She'll get half of that.
Yep. And then he's going to be MC hammered somewhere. Just done.
He's just twiddling down his finances. Oof. Now, money can get you out of a lot of stuff. Jail is not one of those things. And I love when you hear these instances of somebody that catches criminals and then they're caught doing something.
Ooh, yeah, that's.
Now everybody knows who Chris Hansen is from To Catch a Predator, right?
Oh yeah, this guy.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
Why don't you have a seat right over there?
Yeah, and if you haven't seen the show, it's usually on early in the morning or late at night. It's a seedy, seedy show.
Did you bring condoms?
Hell.
It's very seedy.
It is very seedy. So allegedly, here's the weird thing. He got arrested for bouncing checks, okay? And then once the checks bounced, they were like, well, you need to pay the money. He's like, yeah, you know, I'm not going to do that. It wasn't like he was caught buying drugs or prostitutes or anything like that. He was buying a bunch of promo items like we would hear at the radio station, like coffee mugs, T-shirts.
With his face on it? Was
magnets.
It on
I don't know, but it was $13,000 worth of products. Okay, it was 355 ceramic mugs, 288 T-shirts, a bunch of vinyl decals for a marketing campaign. He wrote two checks, they bounced, and then he refused to pay. So they're like, yeah, you got to turn yourself in. So he's going to face up to $5,000 in fines and 1 to 5 years in prison.
Whoa!
That seems like extensive for $13,000.
Is it fines or prison or fines and prison?
It says face up to $5,000 in fines and 1 to 5 years in prison.
No hug for me?
Wow. Chris Hansen. I mean, you think he's going to the judge and be like, look, I put away a lot of perverts. It's got to count for something. Can
you
I bounce
know.
A check or two?
Possible.
Wow. Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC. I didn't see that one coming.
I know, right? Well, Fortnite, if you don't know what Fortnite is, it is the video game that has been sweeping the nation. And the interesting thing about it is that it's a free-to-play game, but it made a record $2.4 billion last year.
How's a free game make $1 billion? I'm messing up, dude.
Here's how they get you, okay? It's a little bit deceptive. Once you get hooked on the game, then they try to get you to buy all these kind of extra things to enhance your experience, and it works. So the revenue for this game is the highest revenue for any game in history. So let's take some ones that you know. Pokemon Go, $1.3 billion.
Yeah.
Leagues of Legends, $1.4 billion. Dungeon Fire Online, Crossfire, all those. Never went over $2 billion. This is $2.4 billion. Do you remember when that guy got, what did he get, a $4,000 scholarship to a university?
Oh, yeah, the kid from Ohio. Yeah, I mean, because I guess their university there has a huge, like, esports team.
Right.
And he's like, yeah, it's just like basketball or anything. I'm really good at it. So they gave me a scholarship to have me come play for their school.
Yeah, so it would be like, because I didn't understand how this worked. I'm like, I don't get it. I guess it would be like getting a scholarship for anything else. Hey, come play for our team and we'll give you a scholarship to go to the college. So we got a $4,000 scholarship to go to this university to play Fortnite.
Yeah, I mean, you know, some people are good at football. Some people are good at working that rectangle screen. I mean, it's Everybody's got their own thing.
I don't know how that works.
I don't know, but hey, if I could get paid to do it, why not?
You want an education that will provide you with the tools you really need in life? Then enroll in Fortnite University. Yes, at FU, our faculty, which consists of Fortnite experts, will help you become the best Fortnite player you can be. Where else can you learn how to find the best place to jump from the battle bus? Or the best place to find loot? Only at FU. So when somebody asks you,
where do you go to school?
Tell them,
FU.
When somebody asks you,
where are you spending all of your time?
Tell them,
FU.
Fortnite University. Enroll in FU today.
Rick Stacy in the morning.
Hey, sounds so sweet.
Part of a balanced breakfast.
Can we have more?